This is the State Capitol Report on the Joy Cardine Show. John Munson in for Joy this week. Last week, the Capitol Times broke a story on conditions at Wisconsin's State Veterans Home at King, prompting calls for investigations of conditions at the home. This week, in our State Capitol Report, we'll take a look at this issue with help from a pair of state legislators. We'd also like to hear from you. What's your reaction to the allegations of dismal conditions at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King? Do you have any loved ones at that home? What did you make of the care they received? And what questions do you have about this issue? 800-642-1234, talk at WPR.org, or the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, all ways to get in touch. My first guest this hour is Julie Lassa, Democratic State Senator from Stevens Point, whose district is near the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King. Later in the hour, we'll hear from Republican State Senator Luther Olson, whose district contains the King home. Good morning, Senator Lassa, and welcome back to the Joy Cardine Show.
Good morning, John.
Okay, so this story really took off last week when the Cap Times ran a piece that went into details of mistreatment, staffing shortages, and other issues at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King. You've had concerns, though, going back quite a while before this. What's your reaction to the Cap Times story, and what have you been hearing over the years about what's reportedly going on over at King?
Well, I am glad that finally the legislature and Governor Walker are paying attention to what is happening at King, because, as you said, I've been hearing from veterans who are residents at the King Veterans Home, as well as their family members and current and former staff at King, who have been really raising a lot of concerns about the issues of mismanagement and neglect at that veterans home. And, you know, I'm really glad that this is happening, because and that more attention is being paid, because veterans and their families really deserve better than what they're getting. And that's why, you know, we've a number of my Democratic colleagues and I have called for a federal investigation into the care that's being provided to veterans at King.
And when did you first hear of problems at the facility?
Well, I've been hearing about problems at the facility going back to, I think it's about 2012, and I had a listening session for King employees, where we had been hearing a number of things, and especially at that time, there was a lot of staff upheaval because there was a drowning death of one of the members there, Williamson. He drowned in the lake, and the staff were really upset about that. And we had also been hearing a lot of complaints about short staffing that had been leading to excessive overtime, as well as a decline in patient care. So since that time, I have talked to Governor Walker twice about what I had been hearing. I had asked the Department of Health Services back in March of last year to do an investigation, and unfortunately, what their response to me was that since no member there had been negatively impacted, they weren't going to do anything about King. I had then had sent a letter requesting a Legislative Audit Bureau audit of King last October, so it's been almost a year now, and didn't get a formal response from the co-chairs of that Joint Legislative Committee. What they did send me, however, was a letter of denial from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, saying that none of the allegations were true and that they were harmful. And so I'm glad that Caitlin Farrell with the Capitol Times has spent so much time investigating what's happening at King Veterans Home, because this really is an issue of mismanagement and neglect. We can't have the legislature and the governor using King as a cash cow in order to bolster the Veterans Trust Fund and to shift money away from the homes.
Yeah, and that's something I wanted to try to understand, and that is there's all this talk about this millions of dollars. I think one of the numbers I heard was over $36 million in surplus funds intended for King. How is this home financed, and where does the surplus money come from?
Sure. So King currently has, according to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, just shy of $39 million in excess revenue. Most of that is money coming from the federal government. So they get, they receive federal funds as well as Medicaid funds, and there's also private pay residents there as well who are spouses of veterans. So they're getting three sources of funding, and you know, that's why we believe a federal investigation is warranted, because there is so much federal funding coming into the King Veterans Home.
So I guess all this money sitting there, why isn't it being used at the home? I mean, if they've got all this money, why would there be these problems?
Sure. Well, I think that is an excellent question, and why we've asked for a halt to the funding transfer, the raids. What where the money is going to is to pay for administrative salaries at the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs and other programs that they run. And because there is such a shortage of staff, and because we're hearing of problems with not only the physical plant at King, but also with the medical beds and wheelchairs and things like that. We just believe that the money that the veterans there are themselves, the money coming in to pay for veterans care from the federal government as well as from the state Medicaid program, that, you know, it should be used for patient care and to deal with the staffing shortages.
After the Cap Time story came out, the co-chairs of the audit committee announced that there would be an investigation. So why do you suppose that's what it took to get to this point?
Well, I think that there was a great deal of embarrassment. And the fact is that especially after the what we saw at the TOMA VA, that they wanted to do something about it. But, you know, it was a year and a half after I had asked the Department of Health Services to go in and investigate, and they didn't. And it's been almost a year now since I had put in my own request for an audit by the Legislative Audit Bureau. And, you know, the only response, as I said, was a letter of denial from WDVA. And when we spoke, my office spoke to Senator Cole's office, they said that the Legislative Audit Bureau was too busy and had other priorities to do an audit of King. And frankly, I think that the care there is just, the problems that we're seeing there is just shameful, and that veterans deserve better. But it's a sad state of affairs when it takes an investigative report like this to come out for the governor and for the legislative majority finally to look at it.
And what's the timeline on this audit? When is this supposed to take place?
Well, we don't know, because the legislative Joint Legislative Audit Committee has not yet met to approve this audit. From what I read in news reports, is that they'll meet sometime within the next few weeks. We'll get a draft scope statement from the Legislative Audit Bureau staff, and then you know, we'll know at that time about how long they think it will take to do this audit. But that's, we're also asking for a federal audit because we need someone to come in and independently look at what's happening at King as well.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the situation at the State Veterans Home at King on our State Capitol Report, and wondering what you think about this. We have reports from in the Capitol Times of poor conditions at the state's largest veterans home. This half of the program, we're talking with Democratic State Senator Julie Lassa. We want to know what you think of the allegations and how you'd like to see the state proceed in terms of the investigation and so forth. 800-642-1234. You can post to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or send us an email. The address is talk@WPR.org. Do you have a family member who's at that home? Do you work there? Are you a former employee there? What are the conditions like? 800-642-1234. John Munson in for Joy Cardine. It's the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of WPR. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. John Munson in for Joy Cardine this week. This is our State Capitol Report. This week we're focusing on a recent story in the Capitol Times detailing claims of poor care, medical errors, and regular understaffing at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King, the state's largest veterans home. That story has prompted calls for a legislative audit, which has been approved. For the next 10 minutes or so, we'll continue our conversation with Democratic State Senator Julie Lassa of Stevens Point, and then we'll talk with Republican State Senator Luther Olson of Ripon, whose district includes the King Vets Home. So what do you make of these reports of the conditions at this Wisconsin Veterans Home at King? Do you know anybody who was staying at the facility in King and what their care was like? Anything you'd like to see the state do about the situation in addition to the audit? 800-642-1234. talk@WPR.org, or you can post to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Senator Lassa, Senator Robert Coles, who co-chairs the audit committee, said the investigation would follow the guidance laid out by Senator Olson, who we'll be hearing about or hearing from in just a few minutes. I'm sure you've seen Senator Olson's recommendations. Is there anything missing from that list?
Well, I think that what we need to do immediately, and what I have not yet heard from Governor Walker, is that the transfer of money from King will cease until we figure out what's going on at King and the conditions there, as well as the staffing shortages, are fixed. And I think that in this budget they are WDVA is scheduled to take another, I think, $18.5 million out of the nursing home funds at King and transfer them down to Madison. I think that needs to halt. I know that is not, I don't believe that is part of Luther's request, but I do think that we need to have that rating of funds halted, and that money, any additional monies that are there, needs to go back into the home in terms of replacing equipment that's outdated and antiquated, making sure that we have an infectious disease protocol there, which is, they were dinged on that by the federal government during their last report, and that they need to fix their staffing shortage. And one of the complaints that I was hearing is that staffing levels were so low, is that nurses were concerned about their patients, that they volunteered to cover many of the open shifts, but weren't allowed to do so by management. And, so it's really quite concerning. You have really dedicated employees there who are doing the best they can, but when you have so much money being transferred out, it is concerning.
A spokesman for Governor Walker said the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs reviewed King in June, didn't cite a single health care deficiency, and I guess the question arises, how can conditions be so bad if the feds didn't notice anything? And then you have WDVA Secretary Skokos lashing out at you and other Democratic lawmakers, accusing you of using veterans as a political football and referring to these calls for an investigation as a partisan attack for political purposes. Give us your take on that.
Yeah, I know what he said, but the fact is it's not a partisan political attack. It's an issue of mismanagement and neglect, and this is happening on his watch as well as Governor Walker's watch. And the fact is that I've been trying to get them to pay attention to this issue now for quite a while, including the Department of Health Services. And that's why when the governor says he's sending DHS in to look at the conditions at King, that's the Walker administration really trying to police itself. It's too late for that. They didn't do anything about this when I came to them with concerns that I've been hearing. That's why we've asked for a federal investigation, and that's really what needs to be done. I believe that our veterans deserve better, and something needs to be done at King. And they've, you know, haven't paid attention to these complaints until the Cap Times article came out, or they knew it was coming out, and that's really a shame, because these veterans and their families deserve better, and it's a real disservice to them, as well as the staff there who are trying to do a good job with the limited resources that they have. And in terms of the star rating system, that's something that they've really, the administration has hidden behind, because as employees, as reported in the Cap Times, have said, those star ratings are based on information that's self-reported by King, and is not then needed to be backed up by investigation. And I do want to say, too, is that the federal government has cited King for not having infectious protocols in place for infectious diseases, as well as they were seen using soiled washcloths that were in soiled sinks in order to bathe residents. So I just think that our veterans deserve better, and it's a shame that it's taken so long for this to get the attention that it deserves by the governor and by the Republicans who are in control of the legislature.
Chris on Facebook wants to know if there were reported problems at a particular residence hall for transitional housing for homeless vets at King. Do you know anything about specific facilities within the vets' home that were especially in bad shape?
Well, I am not sure about the transitional veterans, but I do know that I had reported to Governor Walker that water within MacArthur Hall had tested positive for Legionella bacteria back in June of 2013, and that you know, the water was being treated. It was pink, and the temperature was increased to 140 degrees to kill the bacteria. The staff were told, were sent an email from the commandant stating that there were no concerns for the residents to be drinking that water, to be bathing in it, but then they were verbally directed not to allow the veterans or members there to drink the water, but they said it was okay to bathe in it. Well, as you know, Legionella bacteria causes Legionnaire's disease, which can be transmitted through droplets in the water, and the staff were really concerned about members' health as well as their own health, because the veterans were being bathed in this water as well as in steam rooms and or in the whirlpool. So I just think that you know, an investigation needs to be done, and the fact that we have so many members and their families, and as well as current and former staff coming forward, as well as volunteers from the Veterans Home at King, where there's smoke, there is fire. And I don't think that these individuals are not telling the truth. They're really concerned about retribution. It's taken a while for them to step forward, especially in the press. But now that they're doing it, I think King Veterans Home deserves to be investigated, and that we see what's going on there, and that we fix it.
Are these the issues we're talking about, are they only present at King, or are there concerns at any of the other Wisconsin veterans homes?
Well, the ones that I'm hearing concerns about are related to King. And but I do think that given some of what has happened at King, I'm not so sure that DVA, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, should be the one that's managing nursing homes. I think the legislature should seriously consider moving the oversight of the veterans homes away from that agency, you know, because they just their track record at King has not been a good one, and but I have not yet heard of any of the other veterans homes having issues. But since the story has run and we're getting more complaints in, and after I had put in an audit request last fall, we had seen a real uptick in complaints coming in as well. So mm-hmm. I'm really hoping that people will let their legislators know if they're seeing what they're seeing at King, if they're concerned about themselves or their loved ones, and or any of the other veterans nursing homes that we have okay. in the state.
We appreciate your time this morning, Senator Lassa. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, John, for covering this issue.
That was Julie Lassa, Democratic State Senator from Stevens Point. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Luther Olson is a Republican state senator from Ripon, whose district includes the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King. And for full disclosure, Senator Olson is also a member of the Educational Communications Board, which is one of two state agencies that oversees Wisconsin public radio and television. So we're going to get a different perspective in this section of the program as Luther Olson joins us, Republican state senator from Ripon. The nursing home at King is in his district. And Senator Olson, welcome back to the Joy Cardine Show. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, John.
So I'd like to get your take. I mean, the story broke in the Cap Times last week. There had certainly been discussions about what was going on at King before that. But what are your general thoughts on this whole King Veterans Home situation?
Well, I think the thing you have to realize is King really is a fantastic institution. But what I have surmised since this has really come to light a week or so to me before the article ran, is that there's people that are coming, veterans that are coming to King with much more acute medical, mental, and behavioral issues than has ever happened before. A lot of them are younger, having problems that they got when they were in battle, and so I think the population of King is has changed quite a bit over the last few years. One of the things that I understand is about half the members have some form of dementia, which I don't think they had before, and so things have changed.
Mm-hmm. Senator Robert Coles, who chairs the Legislative Audit Committee, says the investigation is going to follow the guidance that you suggested, and I don't think we have time to go through all of the questions you want answered, but give us a sense of the direction you have in mind for the audit.
Well, what I would like them to do is go in there and take a good look at King, what's happening there, issues they're having with staffing, how often they have to call in law enforcement to deal with some of the members, what the diagnosis of new members that are coming there have, so that we can see that trend. Looking at the finances, because, in all honesty, you know, at the end of 2015, that's the latest numbers we really have, they had about $39 million in reserve, so I don't know if it's really a money situation. I just think that the population has changed. It used to be a place where, you know, veterans would go and live out their life. It, you know, a great, great place. Would have people go up and take a look. I mean, it's really a gorgeous setting. But as I said, the population of the membership has changed.
Hmm. State Democrats are insisting that you acknowledge hearing about staffing concerns during your time in the state Senate, but waited until the Cap Time story was about to come out to call for an audit. Is that true?
Well, I've heard issues with staffing concerns, but never with the health and safety or welfare of the members. And what's really interesting is I had this last spring Secretary Skolkos and the leadership of King in my office, and I think it was early spring, late winter, and raised some concerns about staffing and things like this. And they said, look, we're a five-star rated facility, and the feds have rated us five stars. Nobody is any higher than that. And Senator Baldwin asked in April the feds to come and investigate, and she got a letter back in June saying, no, everything is fine there. We'll just do our regular surveys, or that's audits, when they come up. And so it appears that the people in charge, you know, of investigating and looking at King said everything is fine. Mm-hmm. So you know, this whole thing changed when in the last, well, it's probably been about 3 weeks now, when I got concerns, serious concerns from folks about the health and safety of the members. One of the things we did do, you know, we heard about staff shortages. If you look at the past number of budgets, we stuck millions of dollars in there for more staff, more training, and all those things. So we didn't just sit and do nothing. We put money in there to help them get more staff to take care of the members there.
My guess is, Senator, that you don't get very many people, heads of state agencies, coming into your office and saying, Senator Olson, we have a problem. We have too many staff.
No, nobody ever says that.
No, I thought that'd be a pretty safe guess. On a more serious note, though, state Democrats are politicians issue press releases all the time. A recent one says that complains about the transfer millions of dollars from vets' homes, including the one at King, in order to fund other items in the state budget. Help me understand where the surplus is coming from and how it's being used.
Well, what happened, this started back under Governor Doyle. He transferred money out of King and put some of it in the general purpose revenue budget, which really is taking it from the veterans and at King and only putting it to run other state government agencies. There has been money taken out of there to put in the Veterans Trust Fund, which is a fund that provides full tuition reimbursement for veterans to go on to college and things like that. We used to get a lot of money in that fund from mortgages on homes, but as interest rates have dropped so much, it's wiser, I think, for veterans to get it from their local bank or credit union than going through the Veterans Trust Fund. So that source of income has really dried up. But from what I understand, the excess revenue from King is coming from the reimbursement that King gets for ME and Medicare, taking care of the veterans there. And as I read in the paper and in the fiscal papers, that one of the reasons they're able to do that is they keep the place at near capacity, which then they don't have too many empty beds. And when you don't have hardly any empty beds, the extra revenue you get really gives you a surplus.
We're talking with Republican State Senator Luther Olson about his call for a legislative audit of the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King and reports of dismal care at the facility. What do you make of the allegations of subpar treatment and staffing issues? We'll take your calls at 800-642-1234. Email address is talk@wpr.org, or you can post to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We'll continue our conversation right after the news from NPR and WPR. John Munson in for Joy Cardine this week. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of WPR. We're talking about the upcoming audit of the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King after a Cap Times report last week detailed allegations of dire conditions at the facility. We talk with Democratic State Senator Julie Lassa in our first half hour. In this portion of the program, we'll continue our discussion with Republican State Senator Luther Olson, whose district includes the Vets Home. And in the interest of full disclosure, Senator Olson is also a member of the Educational Communications Board, which is one of the two state agencies that oversees Wisconsin Public Radio. 800-642-1234 is the number to call to let us know what you think about this issue. How do you feel about the reports of poor care at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King? Do you have loved ones who've spent time at the facility, and how would you rate the care that they received? 800-642-1234. Talk at WPR.org is the email address. You can also post to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let's take a call here. Jean is with us in Eau Claire. Jean, thanks for joining us.
Happy Labor Day today.
And to you as well.
I'm calling because, you know, I've been really paying attention to what's been going on in our state for several years, watching all the hearings, watching what's going on, and very, very concerned. And there appears to be a pattern of irresponsible behavior, you know, by the Walker-run, Republican-dominated legislature in our state. And it's demonstrated, it's a pattern, and it's demonstrated by what's happening at Lincoln Hills. It's what's happening in water quality related to the DNR and also, you know, WEDIC. And in addition, you know, the, you know, for-profit private schools. There's no oversight, and you guys need to start taking responsibility and stop trying to find excuses, and we definitely need an outside audit by the federal government because, you know, frankly, I'm very saddened by what's happened, and we need more input, and we need more oversight, and we need an independent audit. And I really appreciate your taking my call because, you know what, I was proud of Wisconsin, and I'm very concerned, and I care what happens in my state.
Jane, thank you for the call. Senator Olson?
Well, the Legislative Audit Bureau is really an independent outside audit because it's responsible to the legislature, not the Department of Administration or the governor's cabinet. So this is an audit. And I think the feds are going to come in here too, but feds have already audited and said everything's clean. They've got a 5-star rating. So I think the question is making sure that when they do these audits and surveys, they ask the right questions and they get down and talk to the right people to find out what's going on. Because as I said, King is a wonderful institution. There's just some issues there that need to be dealt with that happens in any large institution. It has, I think, somewhere around 700 members that live there. So it's a huge, huge operation, and there's always problems. But as the American Legion said, one complaint from a veteran is one too many.
Governor Walker's office said that the current state law requires the State Department of Health Services Quality Assurance Division to examine concerns like these, and that the Walker administration has been incredibly responsive when issues are raised. How hopeful are you that the DHS will handle this to your level of satisfaction?
We had a meeting in my office, I think it was a week ago, Friday, with the head of that investigative unit with some veteran and some volunteers and folks who know what's going on and really laid it on the line with them. And I really believe that they're going to go in there and take a serious look at what's going on because that's what they do. You know, they look at nursing homes and assisted living, state-run and private. So I have confidence that they will take an honest look because they were given specific details on exactly where to look. Sometimes, you know, when you look at things, if you don't really know where to look, even though they should, it's hard to find things. But they were given some pretty specific areas to look at.
800-642-1234 is the number to call to join our program. We have Senator Olson with us for about another 8 minutes or so, so now would be a great time for you to call and ask a question. Governor Walker's office noted, and you have also noted this, Senator Olson, that the Federal Veterans Affairs Department reviewed King in June and didn't cite any health care deficiencies. But did the VA actually send people to King to check things out, or was this just looking over various files? Senator Lassa seemed to think that most of this was based on self-reporting by the Veterans Home, which would kind of seem to be a little bit odd when it comes to doing an audit.
Well, from what I understand, it's both. She's right. They did do a look at self-reporting, but I know that they were in there taking a look at what was going on. So, you know, they gave them 5 stars. I don't know from talking mm-hmm. to folks who saw what was going on at King when the auditors were in there. They were sort of shocked that they came away with 5 stars. So I'm not positive how much faith I have in those 5 stars, but we'll see.
Okay. We have another caller with us. Gene is with us from Union Grove. Gene, hello. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I think the problems with the system are bigger than just King, but I'm glad to see somebody's finally doing something about it. I'm currently at Union Grove, and they have meetings where they tell you what, you know, you complain, and they say, oh, we're going to get on that, and they don't. And they have a weird system. It's really Byzantine. But, you know, basically all of these bureaucrats in Madison aren't doing, you know, aren't going to approve this, or we're having trouble approving that. And one thing I said, I put my hand up and said, well, who's, you know, which state senators or state representatives can we write to assist you to get this done? And right away I got the, oh, you don't want to do that because we don't want any extra attention, you know. And I at the time I thought, okay, I figure out what's going on here. You know, it's like take care of veterans on the cheap, keep the money, you know. And so when I listened to your show this morning, I was like, wow. I don't read the Capital Times. Usually I'm in, you know, on the east side of the state, but while I was listening to your show, I took a peek at it, and I said, well, it's about time. So I'll be contacting Senator Lassa with all the details. I don't want to bore you guys, but it's you know, they don't go as deep, but I say it's pretty wide. This plan of we're gonna, and I, you know, I don't say I'm not a Democrat, so. I don't say that it's all, you know, Walker's fault and all this stuff. You know what I mean? I think sometimes people, I think it's just it's just people that want to keep the money and say they're saving money or keeping money, and so they can get a raise.
Okay.
And then the veterans, they cut corners on the veterans. And
all right. We're running out of time, Gene, and I want to make sure that the senator has a chance to respond. Senator Olson, I mean, we've been talking about King this hour because that's what the story was about. But what are do we have reports of similar problems at other veterans' homes in the state? Gene is reporting on something that and concerns that he has at Union Grove. How many homes are we operating in, and what are the conditions generally?
Well, I'm not sure what's going on in the other homes. I am really just concentrating on King because that's in my district, so
mm-hmm.
people from Union Grove wouldn't contact me about anything, so I'm just really zeroing on in King. But, you know, there's always issues in nursing homes, whether it's government-run or private. My concern is if we have issues at King, we need to deal with them. It isn't a partisan issue, but, of course, in the world I live in, everything's partisan.
So yeah, I was going to say everything's partisan these days.
Yeah, yeah. But in reality, this needs to be a bipartisan issue to go in there and put the veterans first, because, you know, when people are concerned about the money, well, you know, Republicans, Democrats transferred money out of there because the secretary at that time, under Governor Doyle, said there's extra money. So yeah, that's just immaterial. The big question is, what are we going to do about it as a state
mm-hmm.
to go in there? And my greatest hope is that we go in there and say, you know, they find out, we checked all those things out, and really it isn't that bad. I'm afraid, unfortunately, it is. But the next question is what are we going to do to solve those issues?
Mm-hmm. Let's try and get one more call in before the hour is up. George is with us in Wanakee, and George, I'll ask you to be brief because we are almost out of time.
Yeah, I want to raise a question that relates to the observation that the senator made regarding the change in the population there at King. I'm seriously wondering about whether or not this facility has become a dinosaur within the nursing home industry, given the fact that many, many of these residents, veteran residents, are of a physical and mental state where they're not able to enjoy that beautiful facility that the senator seems to praise. And wouldn't it make more sense to use these funds to have veterans get the nursing home care that they need in their own communities rather than have them all bunched up there at King?
George, thanks for that. A great point. What about it? Is the nursing home model itself something we need to take a look at here?
Well, George raised some really interesting points. And some folks I've talked to that really know veterans say that veterans are different than other people because as you become toward the end of your days, you have a lot of time to think. And when they are contemplating meeting their maker, a lot of times, especially the ones that were in battle, think about what they have done because they were in battle and killing folks and doing those kind of things they've seen. And they really need somebody that understands what they have gone through compared to just you and me. So I'm not sure sending them to just a regular nursing home really helps them, especially when they have issues that they really need to deal with at the end of life. One of the things about King is, you know, the rooms were designed for people, sort of like a dorm room, where you would sleep there, but the rest of the day you'd be out and about and enjoying all the amenities that were in King and that you know, they could go places and do boat rides and all this stuff. But as the folks have been more acute, they spend a lot more time in their room, and I don't think those rooms were designed for people staying in all the time.
And we have to leave it there, Senator. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, John.
That was Republican State Senator Luther Olson of Ripon, whose district includes the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King. Coming up tomorrow at this time, a look at the Dakota Access Pipeline and opposition from Native American groups, including from people here in Wisconsin. That's coming up tomorrow. John Munson in for Joy Cardine. This program produced by Bill Martins and Brian Chasseau.